USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Florida, Texas, and California continue to report daily increases in confirmed coronavirus cases, the latest sign the virus is surging in many parts of the United States. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases, about a quarter of the 11 million worldwide infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 525,000 people have died around the globe. Rapper Kanye West tweeted that he wants to run for president in 2020, just 4 months before the election, and apparently without having filed the proper Federal Election Commission paperwork or creating a campaign committee. He said, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States," using the hashtag 2020Vision. Tesla CEO Elon Musk quickly piped in, replying, "You have my full support." Musk had previously supported Democratic candidate Andrew Yang. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
An Arizona woman fell to her death inside the Grand Canyon National Park, according to the National Park Service. The woman was taking photos with her family at Mather Point when she fell. The body was recovered by park rangers about 100 feet below the canyon's rim near the South Rim's Visitor Center. The Grand Canyon had 17 fatalities in 2018 and 19 in 2019. Grand Canyon National Park is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the U.S., drawing nearly 6.4 million visitors a year. An 8-year-old boy was killed in a shooting at an Alabama shopping mall that left 3 other people injured. Hoover Police Chief Nick DeZeris said the child was killed in the afternoon shooting at the River Chase Galleria. A girl and 2 other adults were hospitalized after the shooting. The Bessemer City School System identified the 8-year-old victim as Royta Giles Jr. He would have been a 3rd grader, and the school system described him as a smart child who was a jewel and big dreams of someday entering the music industry. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tattoo parlors and other personal care businesses like nail salons will be allowed to welcome customers in New York City starting tomorrow as it enters Phase 3 of reopening. The rest of the state's regions have already moved into Phase 3. New York City will still be more limited as officials decided last week to hold off on allowing indoor dining indefinitely out of concerns that it would spike more new coronavirus cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo said there were more than 530 new confirmed cases and 8 deaths. So far, reopening has been allowed for retail stores and offices. With Major League Baseball training camps open, a number of players have chosen to opt out of the 2020 season. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies, and today, David Price announced that he will be opting out of the 2020 season. San Francisco Giants all-star catcher Buster Posey is unsure whether he will play this season.
You know, the old cliche, one day at a time, but I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect a batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? From what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that. Unfortunately, it's second nature a lot of times.
Major League Baseball is scheduled to start their 60-game regular season on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.